Your brain at work. Strategies for overcoming distraction, regaining focus, and working smarter all day long. Author, David Rock. The prefrontal cortex. No matter what you do and what you aim for, you can always improve your performance, be more focused and productive, stay cool under pressure, reduce the length of meetings, and tackle the hardest challenge of all, influencing other people. You can achieve all of that by understanding the role of your brain at work and discovering recent breakthroughs in neuroscience. Workers everywhere are experiencing an epidemic of overwhelm. For many, every day involves a constant, massive, and overwhelming volume of work. As the world globalizes, having too much to do has become our biggest complaint. The trouble is, when it comes to making decisions and solving problems, the brain has some surprising performance limitations. Making decisions and solving problems relies heavily on a region of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. Without a prefrontal cortex, you wouldn't be able to set any type of goal. You wouldn't be able to plan, solve problems, or think creatively. While the prefrontal cortex is the biological seat of your conscious interactions with the world, it also has big limitations. Prioritizing. Prioritizing is one of the brain's most energy-hungry processes. After even a few mental activities, you may not have the resources left to prioritize. Doing 10 minutes of emailing can use up the power needed for prioritizing. Memory researchers show that recalling earlier memories requires tracing back in time. Recalling in chronological order, the events between now and when the memory was first formed. The farther back a memory is, the longer this will take, and the more attention and energy it will require. Picturing something you have not yet seen is going to take a lot of effort and energy. This partially explains why people spend more time thinking about problems. It explains why setting goals feels so hard. It's hard to envision the future. Prioritizing involves imagining and then moving around concepts of which you have no direct experience. Do prioritizing when you're fresh and energized. Get things out of your head. Another way to maximize limited energy resources involves reducing the load on the prefrontal cortex whenever possible. If you get a piece of paper and write down your big projects for the day, the idea is to get concepts out of your mind and into the world, and to save the stage for the most important functions. Minimize energy usage to maximize performance. To be most effective, schedule your most attention-rich tasks when you have a fresh and alert mind. This could be early in the morning, or perhaps after a break or exercise. It's helpful to become aware of your own mental energy needs and schedule accordingly. Experiment with different timings. One technique is to break work up into blocks of time based on type of brain use rather than topic. People don't tend to do this. They tend either to work on one project at a time or to respond to issues as they arise, sometimes thinking at a high abstract level, sometimes at a more detailed level, and then sometimes multitasking and switching around a lot. Instead, you could divide a day into blocks of time when you do deep thinking such as creative writing, other blocks for having meetings, other blocks for routine tasks such as sending emails. Deep thinking tends to require more effort, so plan to do your deep thinking in one block, perhaps in the morning or late at night. One final insight about prioritizing involves getting disciplined about what you don't pay attention to. This means not thinking when you don't have to, becoming disciplined about not paying attention to non-urgent tasks unless or until it's truly essential that you do. Learning to say no to tasks that are not among your priorities is difficult, but very helpful. Another technique for thinking less about unnecessary tasks is to delegate well. This task, like prioritizing, uses a lot of energy, so is also best done with a fresh mind. Another technique is not to think at all about a project until all the information is at hand. Don't waste energy solving a problem you know you'll have more information about later. Doing your best with a small space. The mental capacity of your working memory is smaller than you might expect. With so little space available, it's easy to get overwhelmed and make mistakes. A study made by New York University found that the number of chunks of information you can remember accurately with no memory degradation is only one. While you can obviously remember more than one thing at a time, your memory degrades for each item when you hold a lot in mind. There appears to be real limits to the amount of information that can be held in the prefrontal cortex at any time. Dealing with huge information in a short time is a problem that challenges a lot of people at work now. Scientists discovered that the brain is capable of holding only one representation of a visual object at a time. The ideal number of new ideas to try to comprehend at once seems to be just one. If you have to hold more information in mind, try to limit ideas to 3 or 4 at once. The ability to simplify complicated ideas into their core elements is a habit that most successful business executives have developed. Dual task interference. You can't multiply and divide two numbers at the same time. It's like using a calculator. you have to finish one operation before the next can begin. When engaged in conscious activities, your brain works in a serial way, one thing after another. Scientists showed that when people do two cognitive tasks at once, their cognitive capacity can drop from that of a Harvard MBA to that of an 8-year-old child. This phenomenon is called dual task interference. Constant emailing and text messaging reduces mental capacity by an average of 10 points on an IQ test. It was 5 points for women and 15 points for men. This effect is similar to missing a night's sleep. People tend to hold several focuses at once and switch rapidly between them. You might think this is a fine idea, but should decrease the amount of data that can be held for what you want to focus on at any moment. Saying no to distractions. With the always-on technologies of today, distractions take a heavy toll on productivity. One study found that office distractions eat up an average of 2.1 hours a day. Another study, published in October 2005, found that employees spend an average of 11 minutes on a project before being distracted. After an interruption, it takes them 25 minutes to return to the original task, if they do at all. People switch activities every 3 minutes, either making a call, speaking with someone, or working on a document. By the time you regain momentum, your ability to stay focused goes down even further, as you have even less glucose available now. Part of the solution involves managing external distractions. Once you understand how much energy is involved in high-level thinking, such as planning, you might be vigilant about allowing distractions to steal your attention. One of the most effective distraction management techniques is simple: switch off all communication devices during any thinking work. Your brain prefers to focus on things right in front of you. A lot of distractions we all deal with are internal. The mind likes to wander, and strange thoughts pop into our awareness at odd moments. Neuroscientists have identified a region within the prefrontal cortex as being central to the inhibition activities and stopping internal distractions. Another poignant implication of your braking system being located in the prefrontal cortex is that your capacity to put on the brakes decreases each time you do so.